Nick here. Welcome to She Can, the podcast, where the goal is for you to leave each episode feeling empowered to go after what you want and knowing that if she can, so can you. Let's get started. Hi friend, I hope you're well. I want to talk to you today about sometimes just going with the flow and giving yourself grace, because sometimes I think we as women forget that we're working to two rhythms. We have our circadian rhythm, which men have as well, which is a 24-hour cycle. But then we also have our menstrual cycle. So that means out of 28 days, you can feel different every single day because of what's happening in your body, because of your hormones. And knowing what's happening with that can really help you to decide when to book things in your diary, when not to book things in your diary. It can help you just think, all right, this is why I'm feeling like this today. And it can help you see that sometimes just see that there's light at the end of the tunnel if you're going through a little bit of a funk, because it can often be down to where you are in that cycle. So this really hit home to me this morning when I was feeling a little bit rubbish and just feel a little bit, you know, you just wake up some mornings and you feel a little bit blah. So I felt a little bit rubbish. I did not want to set my alarm this morning, but I set my alarm and I got up for the Be Well community. So that is a call that we do with some people in my business and people who are not in the business who want to really prioritize their personal development first thing in the morning. It starts with silence and breathing and then some gratitude and reading and energy and affirmations, and then you finish just by thinking about some things that you want to do for the day. So that set me up so well and I felt so good after it. And then I knew that I needed to move my body, but I did not want to move my body at all this morning. I literally just felt a bit lethargic and did not want to move. So I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with this bike of mine, this Peloton, and I thought, right, if I can just go onto the bike and just move my legs for half an hour, you can do anything for 30 minutes. Just move your legs for 30 minutes and see what happens. Just pick the first ride that you see, you can turn the volume down, you can put something over the screen, just move your legs for 30 minutes. So I got on and, you know, I was wearing my hoodie and I got on and I started moving my legs and then I started to notice all this negative self-talk in my mind, like looking at the amazing bike instructor on the screen. It was a guy called Ben Aldis this morning, who is this guy from England, and he's fit and he's handsome and he's full of energy and he's got good chat, but my reaction when he came on was, oh, here's this clown again, here he is with all this energy. Where do these perfect looking clowns get their energy from? I can't even listen to you. And he's like, coming in strong. I'm like, I am not coming in strong. The only thing that's coming in strong right now is my hatred for this bike. And I was in that, just that, why am I on this bike? And then a tune came on and all of a sudden my energy changed. I thought, you know what, I can get into this. I started bopping my head a little bit from side to side, like, okay, I'm enjoying this. And I thought, hey, I can take my hoodie off. So I took my hoodie off and I turned the volume up a little bit and I started to get right into it. And I started bopping my head a little bit more and noticed the leaderboard. And I thought, these people in this leaderboard, they're so fit. Because previously I'd swiped the leaderboard away in my rage. And I started to have a look at the leaderboard. And I'm like, oh, Henny the Real Penny. Who even is Henny the Real Penny? How is her output so high? What does Henny the Real Penny do that I don't do? Probably a lot more exercise, Meg. She's probably got a very different mindset to you in this current moment. However, I had a look at the leaderboard and I thought, oh, let's not bother about the leaderboard, but just enjoy what you're doing, enjoy what you're doing. And then another song came on and then, oh, I was off. My mindset was completely different. I'm like, Henny the Real Penny, I'm coming for you. Here I come. Resistance up. Okay, let's put the resistance up. Cadence up. Let's put the cadence up. Come on. Let's stay in the cadence. And I was totally in the zone. And then I'm having a wee dance to myself because I love the music. And then those endorphins kick in because I was so excited and I was so happy to be on the bike. And then the tune changes and the speed and the resistance goes down a little bit. And then there's the moment of, oh, I'm just so grateful that I've got on this bike. And I'm like, high fiving everyone, high five to you, high five to you, and well done you, 100th ride, high five. And I'm high fiving the leaderboard and I'm telling myself how grateful I am for Benjamin Aldis, who's in front of me on this screen, who I've actually never met, but I love this rider now. All of a sudden I love him, and about 20 minutes ago I was cursing him. And that's basically how every single ride that I had on that bike goes. It goes through various different stages, from the I hate this bike to the let's just get through it, to the okay, this is actually not too bad, to the oh my god, I love this bike, to the oh my goodness, how did I ever survive without this bike? I'm so grateful for this bike. And then I get off and I feel good because I've done it. So it just got me thinking, that's often what we're like in life, isn't it? And we don't realise that we can fluctuate so much between moods and between activities and between the way that our energy is coming across. And often it's because of our cycle as women, because of the way that we are actually built. And that self-chatter goes on in my head every single day. You know, you've always got the part of your head that's saying, just get off the bike, just go and get a shower, get some work done, get started with your day, don't even bother about it. And then there's the other part of your head that's saying, no, come on, do it, you can do this. And there's always going to be an internal struggle, because willpower is not necessarily enough. If you imagine your willpower as this big elephant that you're like trying to guide, and you're pulling it along and you're saying, come on elephant, we're going this way. And sometimes the elephant will go that way, but more often than not, the elephant just won't be moved and it wants to go another way, and there's not that much that you can actually do about it. You have to put systems in place and develop habits and work on your subconscious and your identity so that other systems within your mind are working towards that as well. So for example, if you are really working on your fitness, but you've always got this identity of being this unfit person, then you'll get to a certain level of fitness and you'll just stop yourself and you just won't get through the barriers that you've placed, or you'll start coming up with excuses of, you know, oh, I'm too busy today, or I don't have enough money for a personal trainer, or I don't want to go to the gym, or whatever it may be. You come up with your own barriers, your own obstacles. Often this is subconscious, because the human mind will do anything it possibly can to stick to the identity that you have already created for yourself. So it's about working with that identity and working with your subconscious mind, which is always stronger than the willpower. It's always stronger than your conscious mind. So working with your subconscious mind to develop that identity and tell yourself who you want to become, and building that up. Because when you're working in that level, then, and you're trying to, you know, reprogram those pathways that are already built, that's when you start to see real change. And I think often, particularly as women, we're just so hard on ourselves. You know, as you know, if we're not feeling it one day, then we think, we take that as the way we are in life, whereas in 2 days time you could be feeling entirely different. So I want to talk to you about the actual cycle and what it means, and how you can use that to actually benefit you in your life. So obviously you've got menstruation, so that's when you're on your period. So day one of your cycle is the first day of your period, and that's usually from day one to about day seven is when you want to just chill a little bit. Maybe you don't want to be doing things like high intensity interval training. Chill your training out a little bit, just focus on your self-care, be nourishing your body, maybe get a little bit more sleep. You're probably going to be hungrier, so fuel your body well. And then on day seven, it tends to be when you start feeling good again. You start to feel like, this is good, I'm all good. And it's actually taken me till after I've had children to actually start thinking about this and thinking about these cycles and thinking about why I feel the way I do at certain times of the month and how I can best use that to actually build things into my life that work well with the cycle and change it accordingly. Because don't you think we just have this keep calm and carry on attitude to just, it doesn't matter, we just get through it, let's not make a big deal of it. But sometimes it's good to just know why you're feeling a little bit grumpy at the world, or why you're feeling a little bit more bloated than normal, or why you're feeling a little bit more emotional than normal, or why you're not feeling like going and having all your business activities, or you're not feeling as sociable as you sometimes are. And this is the thing that's really interesting with personal development. Everything overlaps, and how you do anything is how you do everything. And it's not until you actually start to become interested in and aware of personal development and the way that your mind works, and start listening to that self-talk, that you start to become aware of these patterns that you're in. And once you become aware of the pattern, that's when you can change it, and that's when you can actually take action and change it. So we know that when you reframe your identity, you reframe your actions. So let's talk a little bit about reframing our identity, because often when you think of your future self, you maybe have different ideals for the future you, or you maybe think of this person who has all of their habits in line, and they're, you know, they never go off track, and they're always disciplined, and they always stick to the plan and all of that kind of stuff. And you think that your future self will be all of those things, but then you also think that it's going to be the same version as you at the same time. It's the same as your present self. But we have to realize that if you want to achieve all of those things, if you want to be a person who does a different thing or leads a different life to the life that you currently lead, then there is a gap, and you have to take action in that gap, and you have to decide what you want to be, and then start taking steps to becoming that person and start moving towards that version of yourself, because it's not necessarily going to be the same as you right now. You, as you are listening to this podcast, you will be part of the person you will be in 5 years' time, but you won't be the same person because you've had different experiences, you've had different visions, you've had different goals, you've worked on different things, you have spent time with different people, you have undertaken challenges that you don't even currently know that you're going to have to undertake yet. So you will be a completely different version of yourself in 5 years' time, for example. But your future self will be a different person regardless of effort and intention. So change is always going to happen. But what's optional is growth. What's optional is deciding to be someone different and deciding to grow and deciding to become aware of the chatter that's in your head and not feeling like doing something and doing it anyway. Albert Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. And I firmly believe that's so true. If you have a vision of what you want to become and who you want to be and the way that you want your life to look, then and you get that feeling and you get excited about it, you'll start taking the action regardless of whether you actually know what it is currently or not, because you're excited about it, because you feel it, and because you're excited about it. When you start to focus on your vision and you have a vision for your future and it becomes more detailed and it becomes more colourful, and you start to see that it's something that will happen with you, it will happen in your life. Good things are coming for you. Life is working out for you. You have a vision and you know where you're going. Then you're going to take steps towards that. You're going to start taking those actions. When you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you're going to get up in the morning because the person in your vision would do that. When you feel like not going on the bike, you're going to get on the bike because the person in your vision would do that. So if you don't have a vision for where you want to be in the next 5 years, really have a think about that. Really have a think about what your life looks like. What do you look like? What does your environment look like? Who are the main people in your life? Who's in your family? Who's on your team? Who works with you? What are the types of people who you're working with? What's the overall experience like that you're having? What does your typical day look like? How much money are you making? What's important to you? And start to have a think about what that vision is. And the clearer your vision is, the more obvious the steps to becoming that person and having that life become, because you're just so, so clear on it. The next thing is start feeling deeply and truly what it would be like to feel like that person. We know that mental rehearsal basically feels the same to our brain as carrying out the actual activity. Mental rehearsal, when you immerse yourself in that scene, changes begin to take place in your brain. Dr. Joe Dispenza is a really good author when it comes to visualization and mental rehearsal and meditation and things, and creating shifts within your mind. And that can be done through meditation, it can be done through visualization. Changing your environment can be really good for this. Getting up in the morning half an hour earlier than the rest of the people in your house and just focusing on that vision, focusing on that meditation, seeing yourself in your future goals can really affect the way that you live your life, because you start to see yourself carry out new behaviors, you start to act differently, you start to take steps towards becoming the person that you want to become. The next thing is shift as much as you can of your current life to reflect your future self. I spoke earlier about willpower and how it's that big elephant that you're just trying to pull along. BJ Fogg said that design crushes willpower. When you are visualizing who you want to be and you're thinking about your goals and you're focusing on what you want to become, you're designing the person that you want to become. And BJ Fogg said design crushes willpower. So it's not just about visualization, it's also about taking steps towards becoming that person. What kind of things would that person do? How can you push yourself out of your comfort zone today to live a life more like that person who you want to become? How can you change things in your current reality to make you feel more like that person of the future? Maybe it comes into your physical environment. When you look around your home, do you have clutter and stuff everywhere? And then you look at your vision of what, where you want to be living in 5 years' time, and the home that you live in is clutter-free and it's minimalist and it just feels fresh. Then maybe it's about decluttering your environment so that you start to feel that minimalist energy in your home. It can be simple things like that. It can be starting to attach a plan to your fitness. Are you just exercising on a kind of here, there and everywhere method, or do you have a plan? Are you tracking it? When you start to act like this and you start to take actions towards becoming the person that you want to be, your whole life is going to become more active and more exciting and more fun, and you'll start to see differences really quickly. You'll start to see differences in the way that you live your life. You'll start to see differences in the food that you consume. You'll start to see differences in the way that you spend your time and the information that you take on board, because you need to protect your energy because you're on the way to becoming this person. And the last thing I'm going to say on this is, when you are measuring how well you're doing, when you're thinking about where you want to be in 5 years' time versus where you were 5 years ago, measure where you are from where you started, not from the length that you've still got to go. So measure the gain, not the gap. The gain is so much further than often we think it is. We're always focusing on the gap. We're always focusing on what we don't have. We're always focusing on we're not the size we wanted to be yet, or we're not as strong as we wanted to be yet. We're not lifting the weight that we wanted to be lifting yet. We're not earning the amount of money that we wanted to be earning yet. But look how far you've come. Look how far you've come in your journey of personal growth, of fitness, of business, of being a better mum. Look at the lessons you've learned and look how much you've gained. And it's not until you start to look at that that you start to really boost your self-esteem, which in turn helps you do more to become the person that you want to be. So focus on the gain, not the gap. And remember, it's okay to be focusing on the gain, to be visualizing what you want to be in 5 years' time. But by the same token, on Monday, you feel like you can conquer the world. And on Tuesday, you feel like you want to crawl back under your covers and put them over your head, because that's okay. It's normal. It's normal for us as women to feel different every day of the month. It's normal for us as human beings to feel different at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. But it's the work that you do on yourself. It's the vision that you have for your life. It's the habits that you put in place that will help you remain consistent with the identity that you create for yourself. Because unless you create it, unless you intentionally design it, then you will fall back into the identity that you had growing up, or you start to remember the things that someone said to you when you were younger, or any of that kind of stuff. That's where your identity comes from, unless you intentionally build your identity of who you are versus who you want to become and where you want to go. So I hope that's helped. It all started with the Peloton rides and it became a lot more than that. But just know that if you didn't want to go out this morning, if you didn't want to exercise this morning, if you didn't want to have your healthy shake this morning and you would much rather have had toast and butter, then you're normal, you're human. And sometimes it's just about doing the thing anyway. And sometimes it's about having the toast and butter and not beating yourself up because you did, and just getting straight back on track. So loads of love, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value from that episode today, then I would love for you to share it on your social media. You'll find me at Instagram at MeganMcLeanUK, and the podcast is at SheCanPod. And if you found value, then please hop onto Apple Podcasts and write a 5-star review. I would love you forever. And that really helps the visibility of the podcast and helps us get good guests and all the rest of it on the podcast. So thanks so much for your time. Thank you for spending your half hour with me, and I hope to see you really soon.